We just always got along. We seem to get along pretty good. He's just a real easy guy to hang out with. Very charismatic. I think that's evident and, well, to everyone who ever met him, ever. Just real, a real personality.
I saw just glimpses of your two interactions, and what I saw was during John's final weeks, it seems like you were there constantly, his like constant companion and helper during that time. And then you read his eulogy at the funeral. So how did you go from some guy in Bethel, you hear about John, then you start working at KYUK, to reading his eulogy at his funeral?
There's some friends you have that you know you'll see up until the end. John was one of those friends, so.
How was it that John, during those last weeks, that you were the one helping him and taking care of him? How did you step into that role or be the one that was going to fill that?
I mean, you know, John needed help. I had time to help right then. Because I work freelance, you know, so I had a job I could have taken, but I just, you know, decided to take some time. That time was well spent. That time with John was well spent.
How was it just being there during that time?
Death is never as easy as you'd like, is it? It's never as easy or as pretty or as simple as you'd like. And I think a lot of people would wish it was better, easier, simpler. It's always hard to watch someone go, and no one wants to go themselves, and turning the corner to go is never easy.
I remember you talking about how you were creating a documentary about John. I'm curious about how that came about, that project.
From ever since when I met John, I was just fascinated by him. You know, he was just really charismatic and happy to be cinematic. John just had such a unique position in the world and a way of seeing things that not many other people can even conceive of, you know, and I think that's what was so attractive to me is that he just lived through some amazing times and continued to just succeed. Success is different to people on different levels, and some people count money, some people count children. People have different markers of success. And to me, John was just a guy who lived his life on his own terms. It may not have been easy. It may not have been easy for everyone else, but he was a man, you know, kind of going his own way and doing his own thing. And I think that's what I enjoyed seeing. I think that's, you know, the things I learned from him was just to kind of make your own path.
One of the goals of this story is trying to describe what John's contributions to public media were. What was your take on that? How would you describe that?
Well, I think, you know, public media was lucky to have John, and John was lucky to have public media. It kind of gave him a purpose. It gave him a voice. And it let him kind of express himself on the regular. And people were always calling John, even when years after he worked at KYUK, just to tell him the gossip or tell him what they thought or what they knew or an angle on something. He always had the latest, most salacious information off the streets. Yeah, I mean, he's just one of a kind. I just don't even know how to describe it. More of a force of nature.
How would you describe his sense of humor? Humor was something he was brilliant at and was important to him. And then you two seemed like you could really feed off of each other. How do you describe John's sense of humor?
Well, I think John's sense of humor is really in a way where we clicked, because perhaps it's as simple as we're about the same size and stature and we look not too dissimilar, that we have shared realities, on this planet. But he had a way of, you know, pointing out the absurd in the day-to-day that just really struck me, because I was like, yeah, this is kind of the absurd world that, you know, I'm seeing through my lens. And I always enjoyed John's humor. I always enjoyed his attempt at humor, even his attempt to make it all just a story.
You said you knew John for 10 years. You got to see many sides of John. But when you think of him now, is there any, like, particular thing that seems to immediately come to mind most often when you think about John?
John was pretty good at living in the now. You know, he did long for the past a little bit. He did worry about the future a little bit. But more than anything, he was a man for today. And, you know, as long as you had something to cook for dinner, it was okay. Or even if you had something to cook for dinner tomorrow, that's still okay.
Chris, is there anything else you want to share about John?
You know, I've heard people say that, oh, well, if John had only found love, or if something had turned out different in the way, you know, his life had gone, that such and such would have happened, or things would have been different for John. As if his story is like a tragic story. But I just don't believe that at all. I don't see John's story as a tragic story in any way. I think he's a man of few men who lived his life the way he wanted to live it. And you could question some of his choices. You could question any of our choices on how we choose to live our lives. But John was able to raise himself to a level that was pretty astronomical. Just people of normal ilk are not capable of, because they live in a different plane of existence. I mean, it's just a different way of being that John had, I think, that ran hot and ran cold, but ran with life, you know, in a real quest for life. A quest for life, a thirst for life, that I think a lot of people who may achieve many more years than John may never see. He was painfully aware of the shortness of life. He had seen people die all around him, all the time. And, you know, he lived life. He lived it.